Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll give you a guide to happy holidays. I'll give you some tips for navigating through the holiday energies intact with plenty of joy, less stress, and within your budget. Next Friday on November 26th, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, let me ask you this. Do you have your 2011 Good Timing Guide yet? If not, now is the time to order instead of waiting until the last minute. We're only 6 weeks away from the new year, so it's already time to start looking ahead and planning. And if you want to be more successful in 2011 and get better results for your important activities, then a good timing guide is essential. It lets you know when to take important actions and when to wait. That's way better than not knowing when there's a timeout and nothing's going to come of your important actions. You can order either the online or printed guide at our Polaris store. Plus, I want to remind you that you can learn about all these important cycles well ahead of time by subscribing to my Good Timing newsletters with email updates. For just 8 cents per day, you can know what time it really is and have the best guidance available for when to take your most important actions. You can order these with the Good Timing Guides at the Polaris store by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. And lastly, just a reminder that my Honduras Prosperity Retreat has been postponed until next spring, March 19th through the 26th. Now, that may seem like a long ways away, but if you register before the end of November, you'll get a 30% discount on your room. So check this out now and get the discount. I'll be giving a multi-day workshop on Roatan, one of the Bay Islands of Honduras, on how to prosper with the universe. I'll also be leading a spring equinox ceremony there for one of the most amazing spring equinoxes in hundreds of years. To learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com and click on the link for Madeline in Honduras. So, what's up in the heavens? First of all, we finally finished Venus retrograde yesterday on November 18th. So, hopefully, you've finished reconsidering what you want in your life, important relationships and financial issues, and have a clear plan for what you're doing. But if you're still considering some of these things, don't panic. Venus won't get back to moving at her normal speed until mid-December. So you still have time to finish up your plans and get things in place. But don't expect things to really get going again until after the new year. There's a few other surprises ahead of us in this holiday season, and I'll talk more about that after the break. Next, we're already in range of a cycle that will peak for the first time tomorrow on November 20th. The cycle can be challenging for communications and driving. That's because it's easy to open your mouth and insert your foot by becoming angry. If you become upset, it's likely you don't have all the facts straight or you've misinterpreted something. So before you blow up, remember to ask a lot of questions. The cycle stays in range through December 16th and becomes even more challenging for the Thanksgiving holidays. I'll also talk more about this after the break. But also a reminder that this cycle can be very challenging for driving and road rage. Now, if you're in sales or need to persuade others about something, you can use this energy to assist with your work. However, I want to caution you that this energy can have a dogmatic side to it, so be careful that you don't try to pound your truth into someone else. Everyone has their own path. All you can do is suggest what has helped your path, but remember that your truth may not help another person in a slightly different situation. So be careful about preaching to others. Next, yesterday on November 18th, Jupiter finally stopped moving backwards, just like Venus, and turned around to move forward again. Jupiter is the planet that represents expansion, abundance, and growth. He's been moving backwards since July 23rd. And while he was doing that, we were in preparation mode for new products and new marketing plans, growth in general. So now that Jupiter is finally moving forward, this is our signal to begin our promotions. However, with Jupiter exceedingly slow until later in January, you may still be finalizing your preparations. With the full moon this Sunday, November 21st, when everything is seen, consider starting your promotions that day or on November 22nd or 23rd. Next, let's talk about what's coming to light at the full moon on November 21st. We could see several different variations for this full moon. Either there's a lot of rain, the flu, illness, confusion, or just plain deception. If our leaders know where they're headed, they may not know how to convey that information. This reminds me a lot of what we're hearing from the Federal Reserve about their latest quantitative easing program. Notice that nothing's being said about why their first one didn't work last year. More likely, though, our leaders are just as confused as we are. But unfortunately, they may also be enthusiastic about it. And we may be misled by their enthusiasm. So don't be deceived. Check in with your guts to see what's resonating as true. Also notice that a lot of rain or tough weather could be part of the forecast depending on your location. This full moon also shows more endings are occurring. This is the second of five consecutive full moons that show a lot of endings. Some of these could be related to leaders who didn't win their elections. However, we're also likely to see corporate CEOs and other major leaders who will announce they'll leave their post this week. This may be due to being caught for corruption or because of ill health. It's also likely that we won't know the real reason for them leaving. Also, related to this full moon and the cycles of Mercury conjunct Mars square to Jupiter and Uranus, travel during next week looks quite challenging. This is probably due to unexpected or weather-related delays. So give yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going if you're traveling for the holidays. If you're flying, get to the airport more than 2 hours earlier than your flight leaves. Allow 50% longer to drive to your destination. If you get there early, you'll be pleasantly surprised instead of late. In addition, this Thanksgiving could have high winds and power outages, so check your weather conditions, and if needed, cook as much as possible ahead of time. Next, we're also attempting to do too much with too little time, money, and energy. This is the Mars square Jupiter portion of the cycles. So be sure you say no to everything but your most important project. The trick to succeeding with this energy is to take only those fortunate actions for the project that must get done. Don't do anything else until it's complete. If you try to do too much, it'll be the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back. So stay focused or you could get sick from trying to do too much. The cycle is already in range. It peaks on November 29th and stays in range through December 7th. Now next, on Monday, November 22nd, we begin Blue Communications, which will last through December 9th. This period signals us to slow down and double-check all details. Now, that starts next Monday. So you'll be blue if you don't. That's because we're entering the period right before Mercury retrograde when we tend to make a lot more mistakes. Then we have to fix them during Mercury retrograde, which will occur between December 10th through the 29th. So you can't outrun Mercury retrograde after we get to November 22nd. But you can make your life a lot easier by slowing down and double-checking all those details. And it helps to pay close attention to all details, even in your emails, before you send out anything. I've actually seen multi-million dollar mistakes made during Blue Communications. So it helps to pay attention and catch those mistakes before they get out the door. You'll save a lot of time, money, and effort if you do that. If you're traveling during the Thanksgiving holidays, be sure you double-check all details for your flights, car rentals, hotels, and any other travel arrangements prior to your trip. Now for a tip from my 2010 Good Timing Guide. This week your tip is this. Notice that Blue Communications runs all the way through Thanksgiving holidays. That means it also pays to watch what you say when you're with your friends and family members. You can shoot yourself in the foot if you're not careful with your words. Have a breakthrough and adopt a basic rule for the holidays. If it isn't positive, don't say it. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. To register, just go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And the link is in a box at the top right of the home page. Get signed up today. Now, how can you handle our upcoming holiday energy so you can enjoy stress-free holidays and stay within your budget? When I come back after this short break, I'll give you a guide to happy holidays, so stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Are you moving, downsizing, or redecorating? Want to sell your nice furniture or buy quality furniture at affordable price? 4U Furnishings offers fine quality consignment for your home and business. Whether you're buying or selling, you can save money and time. Find beauty and comfort at 4U. Come see our ever-changing collections of upscale furniture, art, and accessories. Find us at 4U.com. That's F-O-R-Y-U.com.
Behind every complaint is a commitment. Have you heard yourself complaining today? Do you hear others complaining? When anyone complains, they are adopting the role of victim. They would not complain if they were not feeling victimized. David Emerald's book, The Power of Ten, observes that a victim is someone who has a dream or desire that has been denied. If they didn't care, they wouldn't complain. Ted is the empowerment dynamic, which is a way of thinking, being, and taking action that begins with shifting your attention from that of a victim to that of a creator. So if you find yourself complaining, the first steps is to reconnect with the dream, desire, and what you care about. Focus on the outcome you want. For example, if someone cuts in front of you on the highway, shift your focus away from them to your own safe driving. And then the next time you hear someone complaining, ask yourself, what is the commitment behind the complaint? And speak to them about caring. Focusing on what you want is the way of the creator.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today, I'm giving you my guide to happy holidays. I'll talk about how to navigate our holiday energy so you can create some stress-free holidays and stay within your budget. So first of all, I want to talk about the energies we have next week for Thanksgiving and right after that. This weekend is pretty much your last chance to get ahead of the curve, as they say. After this weekend, we're strongly into the energies of trying to do too much with too little time, money, and energy. So this is the first tip. Get clear on your priorities for this holiday season. Choose to do whatever brings you the most joy. Then stay focused on doing only those things. Stop trying to do everything. That's a sure recipe for failure when we have these energies, because your energies will get too scattered and then it all falls apart. So stick to doing only those things that bring you joy. Now, how can you do that? First, decide what you most enjoy doing. If you're the cook for Thanksgiving and you're tired of doing the whole meal, have a potluck. Or consider allowing your favorite grocery store to make part of your meal. The first thing to realize is that you don't need to do it all. It's really important to do only what brings you joy. We often get caught in the prison of our own expectations when it comes to Christmas or Hanukkah. There's decorating to do, cards to write, gifts to buy and wrap, meals to plan and prepare, cleaning, baking, outdoor lights to put up, plus holiday parties and events. I'm giving you permission right now to let go of all your expectations and find new ways to enjoy the holidays without stress and within your budget. Now, maybe this will be the year you send email cards, or perhaps you'll have a decorating party with your family and friends and it'll all be done quickly, easily, and joyfully. Or perhaps you'll decide to give gifts that don't need to be wrapped. I'll give you some ideas for this. Essentially, what I'm suggesting for handling the energies of this holiday season is to have a breakthrough in your thinking. Adjust your beliefs about what has to happen in order to have joyful celebrations with friends and family members. If you're not feeling so abundant these days, that's a good reason to band together with others and share what you can with each other. Stop trying to do it all and decide what you want to do. Years ago, one Christmas, either I or my husband was out of work and there was hardly any money for a holiday. So my husband and I talked about what we most enjoyed about Christmas. And when we finished, we decided to get a tree, have Christmas dinner, and our annual holiday open house. We decided that having our friends over for our holiday open house was more fun than buying gifts. Surprised? Believe me, it was a no-brainer. We saved tons of time, money, and stress. That gave us time to enjoy plenty of free holiday events and go look at everyone's lights. We had a delightful time, and it showed me the most joyful parts of the season for me. Now, this year, we start these holidays with stressful energies of trying to do too much without enough time, money, and energy. Then this quickly devolves into volatile energies where people and machines often explode. That's the Mars square Uranus energy that comes into play late this month and early in December. But rather than exploding or having an accident in your haste to do too much, a far better use of these energies would be to have a breakthrough. Change your thinking and expectations. Stop trying to do it all. If a holiday task doesn't bring you joy, just don't do it. Remember, every time you're in stress, anxiety, or in a hurry, you're pushing away money. Instead, whenever you're in joy, you're bringing lots of wonderful opportunities for love, money, and even more joy to you. So make your choices with that in mind. Now, let's talk about that part of the energies where there might not be enough money. If you're looking to save money on gifts, here are two ways you can give gifts without spending a bunch of money now. First of all, go check out your closets, drawers, or storage unit. I'll bet you'll find some nice items that you no longer use or want. Maybe someone gave you a gift that you've never used, and it's just sitting in your closet. Or you've moved to a smaller place and no longer have room for everything. Maybe you have more Christmas ornaments than you know what to do with. Ladies, check out your old jewelry when you do this. Those items are perfect for what I call recycling gifts. The reality is that most of us have more stuff than we need or want. So share what you can't or don't use, but someone else wants or needs. Of course, spiff up the item so it's like new before you give it. Give some thought to the recipient so it's an item that's appropriate for the recipient and something they would like. Now, one way you can give gifts that don't need to be wrapped is to give the gift of time. There are many ways to do this. You can give a gift certificate for an adventure day at a later time. That delays the cost to a time when there are fewer expenses. There are so many ways to design that gift. It all depends on the recipient's interest. Or give someone a movie or a holiday event. You can give someone by cleaning or cooking for them. Maybe you could play handyman for someone who needs that service. Or maybe you could decorate or bake for someone. There are plenty of working mothers who would love that gift. Or how about offering an elderly person to wrap and or ship gifts for them? Do you have a special talent or ability? I sometimes gift relatives or friends with consultations. There's a gift of time that fits everyone's budget, so try it. Now, lest you think that the gift of time seems cheap or that it's something no one would want, let me remind you that the one thing no one seems to have enough of is time. So the gift of time is a much more valuable gift than anything you can buy at a store. If you have more time than money, I strongly encourage you to consider this type of gift. It can fit your budget, and if you do it right, you'll have time to connect with your recipient, too. Nothing is more valuable than the time we spend with others. That's the whole point of the holidays, to share yourself with those you love. You can easily make nice gift certificates on a computer for the person, put it in a nice card, or even email it. Okay. Let's talk about the rest of the energies for December's holidays. First of all, we'll be in Mercury retrograde beginning December 10th through December 29th. This is perfect for the holidays when we usually reconnect with people we haven't seen or talked with in a long time. It's a perfect time to look back and remember or reconnect with the past. But Mercury retrograde is also associated with delays, slowdowns, and this time of year, travel delays due to weather. So it's important to anticipate delays, plan ahead, and be prepared in case you're stuck in an airport or caught in traffic. In addition, we have a lunar eclipse on December 21st, the day of the winter solstice. Now, that day is always important because it signifies the shortest day of the year. And after that, our days get longer and longer. This was celebrated and seen as the return of the light, which overtakes darkness. So this has always been an important day. But the lunar eclipse on that day makes it even more significant. This particular lunar eclipse has a primary meaning related to large-scale and complex group projects. Generally, though, some type of separation is experienced first, and then the new group comes together for that major achievement. Plus, remember, December 21st will be the third of five consecutive full moons that occur at 29 degrees of a sign, the last degree. So we're already in a period of endings along with these eclipse energies. So anytime between November 21st and February 4th, if your chart is impacted by this lunar eclipse or the solar eclipse on January 4th, you could encounter one of these group project situations and the ending that goes with it. So this holiday season especially, I want to remind you that it's important to trust. Trust yourself. Trust the universe. Trust that endings occur so that new beginnings can happen. They're part of the same process. Trust that the universe has your highest good in mind at all times. Stay focused on the new beginning, even if you don't know what it is. If you're going through an ending, be sure to tell the person or the people that you're leaving how much you appreciated them and why. Do your best to create positive endings with blessings for all. And also remember that there are delays going on, so new projects are not likely to start before January 10th. In summary, first, have a breakthrough and do only those things that bring you joy for the holidays. Second, stay within your budget by recycling gifts or giving the gift of time. Lastly, anticipate delays and endings, and remember to trust that all is well. If you can do this, you will easily navigate this holiday season in joy and have happy holidays. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training, and this week your tip is this. The abundant universe is always available to us. We always have a choice to feel supported by the universe instead of feeling like we have to do everything by ourselves. One way to take advantage of this is to imagine having a universal manager. This manager is always available to you no matter what you need or when. You can write this manager a memo or just make two lists of tasks, one for you and one for your universal manager. Ask your universal manager to handle the hard jobs. You can keep the easy and fun ones. You'll be amazed at what happens when you do this. The universe has some amazing tricks up its sleeve when you ask for assistance. Now, next Friday, on November 25th, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletters and also sign up for What's Up in the Heavens. You can also call us toll-free to order. Arrange a consultation or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. Again, that number is 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Meet Kevin.
I was 60 pounds heavier than I am now. I was at 35% body fat. I was depressed. I was miserable.
Then Kevin consulted Seattle nutritionist Bev Kinblade, who made some adjustments in his diet.
It wasn't some fad diet. It was solid nutrition. My metabolism improved drastically. My energy shot up. My self-confidence, self-esteem. It was life-changing.
Find out about a free 30-minute nutrition appointment with Bev Kinblade at SeattleNutrition.com. SeattleNutrition.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Do you miss the sunshine? Sun Sauna brings the sunshine to you. Our exclusive patented technology brings Arizona sun to your home every day. Only Sun Sauna can raise the sun without its harmful rays by combining full spectrum light and infrared heat. Reduce pain, relieve depression, and sleep better, all without taking a single pill. Sun Sauna is affordable and plugs into a regular outlet. Have a sunny day every day. Visit sunsauna.com. That's sunsauna.com.
Are you tired of using skincare products full of unpronounceable chemicals? Do you eat ramen by candlelight to support your expensive candle-burning habits? Well, come on down to Scenic Supplies. We have everything you need to make your own soap, candles, creams, and much more. We're open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Come explore our store at the corner of 63rd and Roosevelt, just north of the U District in Seattle. Call us at 206-525-7997. Find recipes and more at zenithsupplies.com.